Harper Audio presents Ramona Blue by Julie Murphy. Performed by Therese Plummer.
Well, I may be just a fool, but I know you're just as cool. And cool kids, they belong together. Yeah, yeah, yeahs. Poor song. August. Chapter 1. This is a memory I want to keep forever. Grace, standing at the stove of her parents' rental cottage in one of her dad's oversized t-shirts as she makes us a can of SpaghettiOs. Her mom already cleaned out the fridge and cabinets, throwing away anything with an expiration date. "Almost ready," says Grace as she stirs the pasta around with a wooden spoon. "I should probably leave soon," I tell her. I hate prolonged goodbyes. They're as bad as tearing a Band-Aid off one arm hair at a time. "Don't pretend like you have somewhere to be right now. Besides, you should eat before you go." Grace is like her mom in that way. Every time we've left the house over the last month, her mom has tried to unload some kind of food on us, like we were taking a long journey and would need rations. "Don't make me eat these SpaghettiOs by myself." "Okay," I say. The thought of that is actually pretty pitiful. She takes the pot from the stove and drops an oven mitt on the kitchen table before setting it down in front of me. Scooting in close, she winds her legs between mine and hands me a wooden spoon. We're both white, but my legs are permanently tanned from life on the coast, though a little hairy because shaving is the actual worst. While Grace's normally ivory skin is splotchy and irritated from all the overexposure to the sun. And then there are her feet. I grin. "What?" she asks, tilting her head. Her raven waves brush against her shoulders. She's obsessed with straightening her hair, but even the mention of humidity makes her ends curl. "Don't look at my feet," she kicks me in the shin. "You're looking at my feet." I swallow a spoonful of pasta. "I like your feet." They're flat and wide and much too big for her body. And for some reason, I find this totally adorable. "They're like hobbit feet." "My feet are not hairy," she insists. I almost come back at her with some dumb quip, but the clock behind her melts into focus, and I remember. Grace is leaving me. I knew she would leave me from the first moment we met on the beach as I handed out happy hour flyers for vouchers. She lay spread out on a beach chair in a black swimsuit with the sides cut out and a towel over her feet. I remember wishing I knew her well enough to know why she was hiding her feet. This is our last meal together. In less than an hour, her mom, dad, and brother will all wake up and pack whatever else remains from their summer in eulogy into the back of their station wagon, and they'll head home to their normal lives, leaving a hole in mine. "I'm gonna be miserable without you," says Grace between bites. We're both too realistic to make promises we can't keep. Or maybe I'm too scared to ask her to promise me anything. She tugs at my ponytail. "And your stupid blue hair." "Not as much as I'm gonna miss your hobbit feet." She smiles and slurps the pasta off her spoon. Grace loves this shit. It's the junk food she craves after growing up in a house where her mother fed her homemade meals like stuffed salmon and sautéed asparagus. SpaghettiOs or any other kind of prepackaged food marketed toward kids. That was the kind of stuff Hattie and I grew up on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?